This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 6. This is letter number 1592. And Baruch Hashem dated on the 26th day of the year in Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, and that's what you are writing to me, that they are complaining that lately their business is going very, very difficult. So the Rebbe says, maybe it's possible that in the previous year, they were very exact, or they were stingy a little bit in giving tzedakah for matters of Torah and Yerushalayim. So therefore, it's fitting that from here and on, they should increase in that, and they should do it in a measure that appears to them that it's more than what you can expect from them. So in other words, they should do beyond what the expectation. So we know Hashem's promise. Hashem says, aser ta aser, which means aser bishvil shetis asher. Give a tithe so that this will, when you give tzedakah, then you'll become rich. And mitzvahs at tzedakah especially, Hashem gives this. Mitzvahs, never, you can't test Hashem. You can't say to Hashem, I'll do the mitzvah if you make me healthy or something like that. But the mitzvah of tzedakah, Hashem says, if you want to test me with the tzedakah. You give tzedakah, and then you'll see that your son will be healthy if you need a blessing for him. Also, it's fitting that their wives, I guess they were partners over there in the business over there, should, before lighting of the candles on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, to give a small amount for the tzedakah of Rav Meir Bal HaNes, and Hashem should succeed you, your wives, your sons, your daughters, Sheyichyu, in all that you need, and you should all merit to receive the Torah with joy, ubepnimius, simcha ubepnimius, amongst all Jewish people, with the blessing for the holiday.